You're kidding. You're supposed to have long questions, remember?
Oh, yes. Not that far.
Just up here.
Just up, just gonna say.
It's unbelievable, past the confidence I place in you. Now, these were to be, how long did we say?
Is that right?
Rick?
And Randy Ludlow.
Morning.
That's Terry.
Well, glad to see we made it today. I know there's a lot of things we'd rather be doing besides coming in here to be interviewed by some idiot who probably doesn't know what he's talking about anyway. You working now, Rick?
Yes, I am.
What kind of job do you do?
Chrysler machine operator.
Oh, really? Do you like your work?
Not particularly.
I see. Were you out of school for a while, working, or?
No, I've been in school the whole time.
The whole time? I see. What is your, do you have a family?
Yes, I have a wife and two children.
What does your wife think about your school?
That's a good question. She's very undecided about that. At times, you know, she thinks it's going to be beneficial, but most of the time she thinks it's too much work.
I see. What kind of schedule do you have now this semester?
Go to school during most of all 5 days a week. And then from two of the classes, I leave straight to work up to midnight.
How many hours are you taking?
Nine.
Did you have trouble making classes and working all at the same time?
No, that's not the real problem. The problem is probably finding time to study and get the assignments done.
I see. Do you have any time for outside hobbies or any other interests?
A few. On the weekend, I'll find a day or two that I can set aside to do something. And we usually go down to Father's Lake and like to water ski and stuff like that, do a little fishing.
Oh, you do? Just on weekends, though?
Yeah, that's about the only time I can find.
You don't work weekends?
No.
I see. What is your major field of interest right now? What kind of classes are you taking?
Well, I majored in accounting.
Accounting. I see. Do you find that the classes you are taking here are helping you towards this?
Yes, I believe that, yeah.
When do you plan on graduating?
May of this year.
In May? I see. And what do you plan on doing once you do graduate?
Well, I'd like to go into accounting, and probably where I'll end up would be corporate accounting.
Corporate. You plan on getting your CPA?
Yeah, that'd be about a year from this coming November. Sit for the exam.
You're not going to try to take the exam this coming May?
No, I'll be taking a full load at that time, so.
Are you planning on keeping your present job then?
Yes, I think so. There's a good possibility that would be the case. It wouldn't be the same job, but it'd be in their accounting department.
Do you believe the classes you're taking here at IUPUI are preparing you for the CPA exam properly?
Yes, in fact, I had one accounting professor in particular that he gears his classes towards the CPA exam. May have had him too much. I've had him for 4 courses now. But all his classes are geared for the CPA exam.
Well, Rick, there's a question I've been wanting to ask just about everyone I ever talked to, and I was just wondering what you think about. Do you believe that the great American dream of instant success is possible to today's society?
Yes and no, I guess. I think you have to work to get anywhere, but I think it's awful hard for a person to start out on his own to make it, I guess, what you call the All-American dream by himself, you know. He's going to need some help. I think there's definitely some things that are going to keep him from going where he might want to. Probably takes more work now than it has in the past.
Thank you very much, Rick.
Well, thank you, Mr. Ledlow. Glad to meet you.
I'm just keep this going.
A lot of this digression is now, please, is what I want to sort of rock.
Good morning. My name is Mr. Smith.
And my name is Randy Ludlow.
Have a seat.
Thank you.
How are you doing?
Doing okay, I guess. Can't complain.
I hope you know that the job that we have offered is an auditor for our corporation, and you did understand that that's the position we did want to fill?
Yes.
Okay. You also understand that it has a lot of traveling with it, don't you?
Uh-huh. Okay.
I see here that you went to IUPUI. I've been hearing more and more about that school in the last couple of years, and particularly about its accounting graduates. Can you tell me a little bit more about the school?
Well, I feel IUPUI has a very good business school. It's the only thing I can comment on because I don't know anything about any other schools in it. And they have a pretty good placement office. A lot of schools you'll see have associate professors doing most of the teaching, where at IUPUI, I haven't had one yet. Most every one of my professors have their doctorate. They don't give us anybody who's just trying to learn. I feel that you learn more that way.
So it's,
I believe I've gotten quite a bit out of it, yes.
Specifically in accounting, I think.
Yes.
Very far. That's good. Did you have any outside activities there?
Well, yes, I have a few hobbies and outside.
Well, the condition is in real need of repair, and you've got a couple different ways you can go on it.
Why don't you sit down?
Okay, real good. Thank you very much.
Would you like a cup of coffee?
Oh, no thanks. I already had my morning allotment.
Okay.
But, it's a shame because you've got such a beautiful yard and all, and your driveway is just in need of, I don't think, it'd be very expensive type of repair. But give me your views on it. Exactly what did you have in mind?
Well, I need to know how much it's going to cost, first of all, and what needs to be done. I have no idea what needs to be done to it.
Mm-hmm. Well, I've made up an estimate for your driveway, and I'll give you a copy here.
Okay.
Roughly on the back here is just a drawing of the drive. It's just 10 feet wide and 40 feet back to your house there. You're probably more familiar with the problems that you have getting in and getting out and so forth, but I based the estimate real roughly on what you have existing in there now. And I've gone about it in two ways. Number one, you can go for an asphalt overlay of your existing concrete driveway. Now, there's a good deal of advantages in going with an asphalt overlay, mainly in the economy, and I'll get back to those. But your other alternative is to tear out your existing driveway and replace it in concrete, which is what you have now. And I guess the first question I should ask is, do you have a preference, really? Do you like the appearance of the white concrete, or will the economy of a black asphalt suit your needs just as well?
Well, I'm not sure, but will the concrete tear up again like it has now? I don't want that to happen again.
Well, let's say that if the pavement that you have in there now, the concrete, has lasted 20 years, you've gotten your money's worth out of it, or the original owner. And in any case, any paving material after 20 years is going to deteriorate to the point that you'll have to do something. So let's just assume then that at this point you're interested in both and you'd like to see the advantages.
Okay.
So let's go first for the asphalt overlay. Now, this is a 1-inch overlay with an asphalt topping of your existing driveway that will be placed with a machine and then compacted with a power roller. Now, what this will leave you with is a flat, black surface. But there are a couple problems. Asphalt's a pretty vulnerable material. It's vulnerable in the first sense because it's softer. And where you have expansion joint cracks now in your existing driveway, you'll have expansion joint cracks in your asphalt as the problems of the base are just reflected in the surface. Also with asphalt, you'll have the problem from maintenance. You'll need to seal coat it about once every 2 years or so. And that will refurbish its black appearance, of course, and at the same time protect it from gasoline and oil. Now, to tear out and replace the concrete, you'll want to first remove all the concrete that's in there and then reform the sides, re-pour a new concrete slab. And with the price I've included here, we'll include a minimum thickness of 4 inches and expansion joints on 20-foot centers, which will be one at your garage, one at the street, and one in the middle. And then steel mesh reinforcing. So altogether, the concrete will be a little more substantial and longer lasting. But the concrete too has problems in that if the concrete cracks, which we guarantee it won't for a period of 1 year, a crack in concrete is not as easily repaired. And in fact, is often much of a nuisance because any type of repair is very short lasting and often unsightly. But with the expansion joints we'll be putting in there, that doesn't really supposed to be a problem, especially in a driveway as old as yours. But concrete, of course, can't be subjected to salt and is much better if maintained to the point of trying to keep water off of it. Now, when we put it in, it'll drain properly. But other than expense-wise, how does that sound to you?
Well, let me know about the expenses now, which is the more expensive.
Okay, well, to overlay your driveway in asphalt, because it's so small, you get down to our minimum cost, and that's $350. But, as I'll show you here, to tear out and replace the driveway, you're only looking at $475, and you're getting, in my opinion, a much better material.
You think the concrete's better?
Oh, well, sure. A typical asphalt overlay is going to crack in the existing joints you have there now, so you're going to be faced with the problem of maintenance, which is also going to include, in the first year, $45. So you're already up to $400. So for the $75 additional, you get a material that's probably going to last longer, look as good as what you have, course, the white, the color, and so forth, and be much less subject to weather and rain and so forth, and be harder, of course. Asphalt is a pretty soft material. But do you think that that's a logical assumption, that the $75 additional for material that might last even 25% longer?
Yes, I just assume put my money into something that's going to last rather than something I'll have to keep.
Yeah, that's well, do you plan on staying at the house very long?
Yes, I think I'll probably be here for at least another 5 or 10 years. So okay, it sounds like concrete might be better. But I'd like to think about it, if you don't mind.
Well, sure. That's what we're here for. And I'd like to, in closing, just to express my appreciation, first of all, for you giving us a call. And that's the way we get business, and it's my privilege to come out and help you in any way I can. And in fact, if you should have any questions, I'll leave my card and this estimate here. Perhaps if that proves to be a satisfactory estimate and price, then we can get together and I can go over any other questions that you might have.
Okay,
so,
fine.
Thank you very much, ma'am.
Well, thank you.
And it's been a pleasure, and I look forward to seeing you again
soon.
I'll be
in touch. Thank you. We didn't have a timer. What happened?
Yeah.
What
happened to our time?
Yeah, I thought there was a
time. This plant is inadequate here and is weak here, but it's the best we can come forward. And maybe that you have to sort of apologize as you offer this as the best solution to come up with now.
Received your resume and other information application form in the mail, and I must say that you have pretty much what we want. I think our interview today will determine exactly to what degree we can use your services in our company.
That's fine. fine. After talking on the phone last week, I think a good job sounds like one I'd be interested in, perhaps.
Well, real good, real good. It's always nice to have a person that wants to work here rather than has to. So if we might go into perhaps just a little bit about the position to be filled. It's a secretary's position, actually an office managing position. And with an opportunity to serve in this position, you'll have a little more responsibility than you may have had in your previous job, judging from your resume here. Of course, you'll be managing a team of secretaries, possibly four or five. We haven't actually decided yet. We're creating this new position because of an expanding growth in our company. And actually, yours will be a somewhat original position, too. In other words, you'll have a free hand, more or less, to arrive at procedures, to determine methods and so forth. And actually, does this type of position strike your fancy?
Yes, that sounds extremely interesting. The job I have right now is managing an office. It's for three lawyers.
Mm-hmm.
And I do a little bit of everything for all of them.
Mm-hmm.
I do just general work around the office. I feel like I could handle something with this problem.
Mm-hmm.
And managing someone else, I feel like I have worked with other people and I feel like I could handle it.
Well, of course, you get into some of the problems of dealing with people. And although you won't require to staff your undersecretaries, you will be permitted to have a choice in the selection. In other words, we'll get the people in here and perhaps you'll have a co-interview with myself and the different people we'll have involved. And just naturally, though, you'll have to be able to deal with people, as well as having some facility with different office equipment. I noticed in your interview that you don't take shorthand, but you do use a dictaphone.
Yes, I've used a dictaphone now at my last job, and typing, of course, and also the Xerox 660
mm-hmm.
machine. I've been trained as a key operator on that, so I can handle any kind of Xerox machine properly.
Well, real good. Would you have any objections, perhaps, to taking a short course in some of our operating machinery?
No, that would be fine. Would that be during work hours, or would I have to go after work?
No, that would be during work hours. Occasionally, some of our suppliers of office equipment will send over an individual or a representative.
Is that similar to the Xerox?
Exactly. Yeah, they Xerox does the same thing, as well as Gestetner and a couple of the other machinery companies that we use. We don't use a lot, but what we do have, we spend good money on, and we require that kind of service.
Mm-hmm.
So bookkeeping experience would possibly be the least required of your services.
That's good, because I haven't had much, but I have handled some of our books.
Well, real good. We have an accounting department, of course, and bookkeeping, though, for your immediate department, as far as supplies and expenditures, might be important, and we're always
happy.
It's
nice to at least know that before you
know what's going on. Well, real good. Then perhaps you have some questions to ask me regarding the position, benefits, and so forth.
Yes, I do. What about medical benefits? Right now, where I am, we have no medical coverage. Do you have anything like that?
Right. We have a joint group policy with Blue Cross Blue Shield, which will be paid through the company and not deducted from your wages. And I'm not exactly familiar with the degree of coverage and so forth, but it is fairly sufficient. In fact, many of our employees use it solely as their medical, insurance.
Yes, I've been covered by Blue Cross before, and I know they're good.
Well, real good. And I think you'd be impressed with it, actually. It's a very comprehensive plan, and something which I'm sure you'll be, pleased with.
What about vacations? Do you have a specific date or a specific amount of time?
Well, the vacations are chosen at your option. In fact, in light of conflict, sometimes we try and work those out between people nicely. We don't dictate when you take vacations.
It can be worked out in the office then.
Right, right. You'll be worked out in your department among the people you work with, just so that there's not five or six off at the same time. And you'll get your 2 weeks vacation after the first 6 months. Of course, sick pay, while we're on the subject of time off, is given for the first five sick days you have. And after that, you can have your option, take it as part of your vacation or non-paid. I'm sure we'll work out something in that respect.
I have insurance that covers any kind of sick leave and those like
that. Oh, good. Very good. Then you sound well prepared.
Yeah, I think so.
Well, very good. And I might add that you are the type of person we like to have. However, being very honest with you, we are interviewing two or three more people, depending on if they all show up. We've already interviewed one. And right now, I'd have to say that you are pretty much at the top. And I hope that pleases you.
Oh, fine. Yes, I would like this kind of a job. It does sound interesting. You like the office.
Well, very good. And if you'd care to be shown around, I can arrange for my secretary to show you the facilities and so forth.
That'd be fine.
Well, real good.
Ms. Jones?
Thank you. Five minutes, exactly.
Well, I'm not gonna stop, but...
Oh, yeah.
Here, let's get some... See that? Chevrolet is not there. Hi, Gary Simon.
Hi, Mrs. Simon.
I assume you received a resume?
Yes, I certainly have, so that's why I was just reviewing it. Would you come over, please?
Yeah, I'm afraid you'll have to excuse the appearance of this office, but as you know, these are temporary quarters. I am Linda Hunt, I'm a corporate personnel officer for Hyatt House, and we are moving into the area and setting up a new hotel. I understand from your resume that you're interested in our resident manager position.
Yes, I am. I want to move into a higher position with a different corporation.
I see. It states also on your resume that you have 2 years college. Could you explicate that further on this?
Yes, I've had 2 years of training at Purdue University. I have an associate's degree in the hospitality field in hotel and restaurant operations, mainly oriented towards restaurant in this 2 year degree.
I see. Do you intend to go on for further education?
I am now enrolled in Purdue University again to pursue a bachelor's degree in this field, and then possibly after I get my bachelor's degree to get a master's degree on a part-time basis, of course.
Oh, well, you'll certainly have your work cut out for you. Regarding your work experience, you state that you have 4 years' experience in the hospitality field. Could you tell me exactly what you mean by the hospitality field?
I've had a year and a half of experience in a private club. Now, the private club did not entail any rooms for sale to the members, so this was mostly restaurant experience and catering experience there. I've spent another 1.5 years with the Hilton Hotel Corporation as the front office manager, which I have gained my knowledge in rooms and in selling rooms and so on.
I see. Now, regarding your military experience, you state that you were with the VIP unit. I'm not that familiar with exactly what that means. Could you tell me, please?
Right. As I stated, I had 4 years of experience. Now, 1 year was made up of this military experience. I was in a VIP unit, and we catered and flew two-star generals and above. We took them on tours, sightseeing tours in Europe, as well as their wives. We translated for them and just catered to them in general.
Sounds quite interesting. Have you had any experience other than managerial experience?
Yes, I have. When I mentioned I was working in the private club for a year and a half, I have worked in all departments in this club, from accounting to restaurant management to bar management, ordering, what have you, whatever is entailed in this private club operation.
Okay. So you feel that you would be able to communicate with the people you are supervising?
I certainly feel so, yes.
Right. As you, I'm sure, are aware, 75% of the managerial personnel of hotel and hotel management are of European descent or training. Now, I know you are of European descent. Have you had any training in Europe?
I have had not any formal training in Europe in the hospitality field. However, some of my relations in Europe have owned hotels and restaurants, and I'm closely related to those people I've mentioned, and I've grown up along with them. So you may say I've had a lot of indirect experience in the hospitality field in Europe, but as far as formal training goes, no, I've not been in any formal school in Europe.
I see. Do you feel that your bilingual capabilities would help you in this position, or have helped you in the past?
Oh, most definitely. Even in a city like Indianapolis, being as far in the center of the United States as it is, there are many overseas tourists coming over here from Europe. And then companies like Eli Lilly or other large firms, they bring in doctors and businessmen from overseas, and they appreciate to meet somebody and speaks their language. They can chat a little bit before they go to bed and get ready for their business day the next day, or the sightseeing, whichever the case may be.
Regarding your present position, why do you want to leave it?
Mainly to better myself. I am locked in a dead position at the Indianapolis Hilton right now. There's nobody
in a position that I could move into, who plans to leave in the very near future. And I feel I've stayed there long enough, I've gained enough experience to move into something higher. So with the opportunity that Hyatt House presents by moving into the city, I submit my resume to you.
Now, this position, as I'm sure you're aware, has quite a lot of pressure connected with it. Do you have any health problems or any difficulties with dealing with pressure?
No, I have no health problems problems whatsoever, and I've been under pressure several times. I'm sure I can hold up in the future.
Okay, very good. Do you have any questions to ask of me?
I have no technical questions as far as benefits from the corporation. I've done some research in that field. The only question I was concerned about is what are my chances of moving up with the Hyatt Corporation?
Okay. Well, as you know, Hyatt House is quite a progressive firm. We have been expanding in recent years quite rapidly and intend to continue this. Your possibilities of moving up to a general manager position or possibly even a district manager position if you are willing to relocate. Of course, this is a prerequisite to moving up in our firm. Another possibility is International Hyatt House. We have been considering this in the past year. Would you be willing to relocate or possibly even to Europe?
That's my ultimate goal, to get back to Europe in this field.
Well, that should be quite interesting for you. Well, I will tell you, Mr. Seibert, that you very definitely meet all of the basic qualifications and you very definitely have added qualifications. We must, of course, interview quite widely for this position, but we will be letting you know whether or not you're beginning the position.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you, sir.
All right, let's reverse fields and we will listen to the tape after this.
Okay. Mrs. Hunt?
Yes.
I'm Gary Seibert, the convention coordinator for our hotel. Do you want to step in?
Yes, very good.
Why don't we go ahead and have a seat?
Okay, thank you.
I understand, Mrs. Hunt, that you are planning to conduct a workshop in our hotel in the near future.
Yes, as you know, I am the personnel manager of St. Vincent's Hospital here in Indianapolis, and we are interested in conducting a workshop on geriatrics for our nursing personnel.
Oh, sounds interesting. I don't want to seem ignorant to you, but what exactly is geriatrics? I'm not familiar with the medical field.
I see. Geriatrics is the study of the aged, not necessarily their physical problems, but their psychological problems. They have a lot of different wants and needs, and we feel that our nursing personnel could stand a little brush up on this.
It sounds like a great workshop that you're conducting. Now, are you planning on having any guest speakers to attend your workshop and talk to your nurses and talk to your attendees?
Yes, we are going to have two nationally noted psychologists attending.
Two psychologists. Mm-hmm. Now, on this workshop, do you have any idea of how many people you'll expect to attend in round figures at this time? Will it be a large number?
Well, we hope that about 350 of our nursing personnel will attend. Now, this includes not just nurses, but orderlies, aides, etc.
That's a large amount of people. That must be almost statewide, or is it just local?
No, it's just local.
Just local. Well, on a large amount of people like this, of course, there's a time element that comes into the picture. Do you plan on having this workshop an all-day affair, or just a few hours, or? What exactly are your time limitations on this workshop?
Well, a normal nursing day would be from 7 in the morning to 3 in the afternoon, so we wanted to keep close to this quite as much as possible, so we were hoping for about 8 in the morning to 4 in the afternoon.
4 in the afternoon. Now, this presents an 8-hour day, or possibly even more. Have you thought about having any food service for your attendees in that time?
Well, we had discussed this, but of course the hospital is unsure of exactly how much money it would be willing to lay out for this. So we thought we could discuss this with you and see if it would be feasible for the hospital to pay, or possibly we will have to charge the attendees.
Right. What I would suggest in this case is for us to make out a little pamphlet on the entire cost situation for you. Now, as far as the meals go, I would suggest to have luncheon for your attendees so they wouldn't be dragged away from the actual meeting facilities to have lunch someplace else. Possibly also have coffee service during their breaks. I'm sure you'll be taking a few breaks during your lectures. And maybe even have a small continental-type breakfast in the morning to sort of wake them up and get them going and get them in the right spirit to attend your workshop. Now, as I said, as far as prices, of course, you are concerned with the pricing because the hospital doesn't have all the money in the world. We'll set up a pamphlet for you. We'll put our price breakdown in this pamphlet, in this resume, and submit it to you. It'll tell you exactly what we offer and how much it'll cost to you, how much the cost would be to you. Then, since your workshop is so far in the future, we can meet again in 3 or 4 weeks and finalize the details on the cost. Now, are there any questions that you'd like to ask me on this workshop as far as service?
Well, I would like to know a little bit more about what the layout of the room would be, and possibly if you would provide any visual aid material. We had considered a slide presentation. We'd like to know if we're going to have to drag all that equipment down here or if you will provide it for us.
Right, I was getting to that. I thought you'd come up with this question. Now, with a large amount of people as you bring into the hotel, 350 as you mentioned, of course, we'd have to utilize our ballroom. Now, the way I would suggest we lay this out, you're familiar with our ballroom, maybe not. We set it up in theater style, meaning the rows of seats facing the speaker table up front. Now, as far as your visual aids equipment, we certainly can help you out in this aspect. We have a screen that comes down behind the speaker's table. We have a projection booth on this side of this end of the ballroom. Now, we also have qualified personnel to handle all your sound equipment and visual aid equipment. Of course, there will be a nominal fee, which we'll include in our resume to you. And the speaker table, in this case, people easily can shift their chairs around and watch the slide presentation at the same time your attendees watch the presentation. At this point, Mrs. Hunt, I would suggest why don't we have lunch together, and right afterwards I can give you a tour of the building and what our facilities are and exactly what we have to offer. We'll be able to show you where we'll have the coffee service and lunch service for your group. And then, of course, within 3 weeks we'll get back with you with a finalized, with a itemized resume showing you the cost and our service. Would that be agreeable with you?
Yes, Mr. Scheibert, I think that would be quite helpful.
Okay, now why don't we have lunch?
Okay.